This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Dice. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The never-ending random discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh, dear God.
Why is she... why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber, 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
What do you think? Do you want to lick my butthole?
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, Louis Flores III and Victoria Day from the original Bear Buns Fun Run, with producer Traz Swartout and Jay Mitz on the news. And now your host. He can do this Bear Buns run because it's not near a school zone. Dice Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. Thank you for joining us for another episode. We are joined in studio, as always, with Jay and Traz. How you doing, guys?
Fabuloso.
Okay.
Hungover.
Cool. Hungover. Of course Jay's hungover. We also, a slightly truncated episode this week also. We've got some things to do this evening, but we do have our guests. You remember them from last year. We have Louis Flores III and Victoria Day here talking about the original Bear Buns Fun Run. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
I know.
You're like family now.
I know. I haven't seen you guys in forever. So.
Yeah.
Victoria, you know, she's been on the show a bunch of times and, you know, you've been on the show twice now.
Yeah.
So look at that, frequent. I love it. So we appreciate you guys coming down. It is another great week in Spokane. Let's see, let me look, when is this gonna be? Let me take a look at my calendar real quick. 19th. All right, if you are listening to this, guys, this Wednesday or this Sunday, go down to the Riddler at 718 West Riverside Avenue to check out the Social Hours Comedy Showcase happening. We got a great event coming up for you there. That is, oh, we have, I've got some LA comics coming up for you on the 23rd. Oh, we've got Marty Wurst and Amber, I think her name's Scalazzo. I'm going to have to remember her last name. But they're coming all the way from LA to bring the funny to you guys. So definitely check that out. Don't miss those guys. They're in town one night only. That's 8 p.m. at the Riddler, 718 West Riverside Avenue. That's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and as always, guys, check out all the shows on pantspending.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a good rating. Help us climb the charts over there. And yeah, just go to Facebook.com/pantspending. Check out all the shows, all the updates, as well as Patreon.com/pantspending. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe and get exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff to all the shows. You can find me on a new episode of the Never Ending Random Discussion soon. And coming up, we're going to be doing Sandemonium in Sandpoint, Idaho on August 26th. That's going to be a fun show. So, and lots of bonus exclusive material after that show. That is just, that day's a riot. If you can make it up to Sandpoint, definitely come. So you can see us do this stuff live. So, but we're going to talk to our guests. How you guys been?
We've couldn't
been
be better.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah.
If you were better, you'd be twins.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're drinking some Coronas. They brought food and booze. I like that. When people come over and bring food and booze, I'm always happy.
Well, I mean, our host wasn't supplying any, so we had to supply our own.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We didn't get any fresh fruit in the green room.
Oh, yeah. I cut up an apple before you came here. Oh,
right. I specifically asked for grapes.
Oh, just the green, like Concord, right?
Right.
Because that's the classiest grape.
Yeah, because we're classy.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you guys, let's do it real quick. Power ranking. Top fruit.
Ooh.
Top fruit.
Yeah. Oh. Well, can you do it with a dip?
Or no, just fruit.
Wait, what? Who's dipping fruit? Like in ranch? What are you doing?
No, I'm dipping it in...
Strawberries and chocolate or whipped cream.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you.
Can I kick you out of here?
No, this is
you're talking about naked fruit.
Just fruit.
All by itself.
Yeah.
Just fruit.
I'm going to go with pomegranates because I like how you have to work for it.
Oh, God.
It takes such a long time that by the time you're done, like,
how low is your self-esteem?
You're so frustrated, but like you're like, oh, this is tasty.
That's it's not even good fruit.
That
it's just
sounds
so salt.
Much like sex.
45 minutes later, I'm so frustrated, but I'm finally.
And your dad's disappointed that you're eating pomegranates. Why can't she just eat apples like a good American girl?
Yeah. You know, my parents do get mad because they're like, well, at least when I used to live with them, they're like, you're getting it all over the place. So I guess that could be kind of like gross. Okay, I'm going to stop. Sorry. Sorry.
What's your bedroom look like?
Nobody take a Woods Light to that room. Burn a retina. So.
Jesus.
So pomegranate? Pomegranate. Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm easy. Apple crisp. Apples.
An apple. What kind of apple?
Apple crisp.
Is that a, what, is that, a, is that, is that
is
a
it like
apple?
A honey crisp?
Oh, honey crisp. Honey That's
there
it.
You
Even
go.
Better.
There
honey crisp
you
apple.
Go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ooh. I can respect that. I'm a Fuji man when it comes to apples. Yeah. But
I like to bake with Fujis.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a strawberry person because you can do different things with it.
Okay. Yeah.
Dip it into
stuff.
Freeze it.
Yeah. Rub it on someone's belly.
I don't know. Maybe.
Trask?
I accidentally got a strawberry stuck in a girl's vagina once.
Stuck? How far up did you put it?
It went all the way in. It was like.
Oh! Oh my God.
What did you do? Hold on. Is this like the time you sucked a hot dog out of that hooker's butthole?
Oh my God, that story.
Hold on. How did. How did you get a straw?
How did
you retrieve
out?
It?
I have a good idea how you got it in there.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. How do you get it out after it's been all the way up there?
Oh, well, I fucking did it.
Who did?
The girl. We're not going to name any names.
Name.
Mom.
You're gonna,
Is this like the Oedipus fruit special today?
I just want to make it very clear it was not my mom. but yeah, you know, just like trying to be like all like, oh hey, I saw this on a movie or something, you know, like eating strawberries and whipped cream, have some champagne, getting drunk, and then it's just like a little bit of teasing and teasing, and then it was like, It just like sucked in. I was like,
what did she do? What was her
reaction? Like, yeah. Was she pissed?
Yeah,
she was probably like burst it out.
She was like super pissed and it was super awkward and just like had to go dip into the bathroom. To get
it. How did she get it out?
Yeah,
what do
seriously,
you do?
How
I don't know. I didn't watch, bro. I was just like,
God, that would have really.
Were you
she,
like, I'm
she
out?
Birthed it, bro.
You know what? That'd have been really hard to beat off to later. I mean, I would have made it, but it would have taken me longer.
The pitcher that's so much more phallic, that makes so much more sense, and then you have like and the banana head to hold on to.
Exactly.
Whoa.
It's more controllable
next time.
Yeah, you know what, Jay, you live and learn.
I don't know,
maybe because bananas don't taste as good as chocolate.
I once tried to surprise a guy with a frozen banana and he did not
tried
like
to surprise. You know how do you surprise? Hey, surprise.
Yes,
I put a frozen banana in your
like
butthole.
One apparently. Ouch. Surprise sodomy isn't like okay,
not unless
then,
you're in prison
and then
right
and then especially with a frozen banana.
What is this, an episode of like Oz? Jesus.
Surprise that poor guy.
It's not a surprise. Like, you know what a surprise is? Like, here, I got you this like 7-year-old Deschutes Abyss beer.
Not
in your butthole either. Just to drink.
You know what?
That's like rape, kind of. Like, it's a surprise.
No, he was consenting before.
I'm guessing you guys aren't seeing each other anymore.
Wait. He was consenting. How you don't consent to
that?
A surprise?
If you agree to be tied up, you've consented to all
no,
sorts of surprises.
Bullshit.
Did he sign a waiver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have health insurance? You need to make sure.
Yeah, I won't do that in Trump's America.
That's you don't do that in any America.
Butt play was covered under Obamacare.
No. No, not at all.
Shit.
That's, you know what? That's not right.
Well, depends on the man and...
Yeah,
and what you've agreed to.
She's got my back.
But he didn't agree to it. It was a surprise.
I don't know, baby. If you want to be tied up,
why
you're
did you have
to certain things?
Why did you have a frozen banana? Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Like, you don't know. You have no idea what's going to happen.
I was planning on making banana bread, and then I saw another opportunity for the banana.
Yeah. Did you still make bread out of it later? No. God, I hope you still made bread out of it later.
And then laughed every time you ate it.
Oh, gross.
This is butt-nana bread.
This is gonna rhyme.
I would have just sent it to him.
Oh,
with a little smiley face.
Yeah, this has gone off the rails.
So, Deez, what's your favorite fruit?
Yeah.
Not any in my butt. For sure. I would go pineapple.
Oh, that
is
would
that
hurt.
Because of its
that
quality? Like, it's like, you know, like the quality. I'm trying to wink at you, but I don't know how. So
you're just like looking at me and having a stroke, I think. Somebody put a wallet in her for a frozen banana in her mouth or something. It's tropical, little tart, but sweet. It's the best. Pineapple's the best.
No.
I would say, God, that's a damn good answer. The only problem with it is that you just can't eat only pineapple because then your mouth will get sore.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I have a favorite.
There's
well,
a lot
I mean,
of acid.
I mean, yeah, but you can eat other foods. Just if you had to pick one fruit, I'd go pineapple. That are good, like a Rainier cherry. It's hard to beat a Rainier cherry.
Just
also.
Like a Rainier cherry?
Just
like you're
one.
Not gonna have
one.
Pineapples are garnishes on drinks.
No, yeah. I don't need fruit in my drinks.
I don't know.
Okay. I like honeydew or cantaloupe.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Oh, I
they're like
cantaloupe.
Those are the worst
of
the
melons.
Yeah. Ew. I don't know.
Are you guys serious right now?
Yeah.
Cantaloupe's pretty good.
Have you guys looked at honeydew?
Neither,
so beautiful.
Neither of those melons are anywhere in my top realm of melons.
What's like
watermelons? Like
watermelon is
melon.
The number
watermelons?
For sure.
I mean, they are really delicious.
Yeah.
Well, and you can shoot vodka into watermelon.
You can do that. Into
you can shoot vodka into buttholes
pretty
too.
Well, I have a feeling that's been
top
done around here.
Yeah, exactly. You got
surprise, Sean.
Yeah. You can do. You can mix a whole cocktail bar in a butthole, apparently. You hang out with Jay long enough, you never know what's going to happen.
Just for a future, if a guy like has you tie him up, he's probably just like expecting you to like ride his face really aggressively, not like put a frozen banana in his
ass. You know what? That's basic bitch shit. I like to be different. Hold on.
Also, I would like to make a quick note, though. Side note: if the frozen banana had no trouble going in, it might not have been the first time. I feel like a frozen banana just doesn't slide right into a butthole easily.
Yeah, if you don't have to use lube, then you know. Yeah.
No, we didn't get very far. He was like, "What the fuck is that?" And then that was. And then that was it. Like, and then that was the end of that encounter.
And then there was we can't talk about. We can't really talk about it anymore because of pending litigation. But you know.
Oh God.
Oh man. Okay. Good. Good.
It's nice to meet you guys. Hi.
Yeah. Right. I love the topics already.
Yeah, you feel like you know so much about us already.
I know. I love it.
Well, that's what happens when you ask us a basic question.
Well, just wait. Just wait till we get all naked.
What's your favorite color? I killed a man.
Yeah, blood red. Yeah,
funny you ask that. The color is the crimson of a man's blood, still warm on my bare hands as I strangle his life last breath, pulsates from his lungs, and he grasps at my shirt.
Okay, you're being a little too graphic. Yeah. I have a feeling this has been done. Yeah,
frozen banana butthole's just fine.
One murder monologue.
Yeah, Dees, I think you went too far.
This is a family show.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh.
What?
But I have to go that the ultimate fruit is definitely pineapple.
I completely agree with you, Dees.
Thank you, Jay.
Wow. So
these are the sound bites I'm talking
these
about.
Are not,
I would not
Jay
be happy with that.
I'm not.
Why don't you do your own sound bites and then like overwrite
she does them
his?
All.
Yeah,
those are all
Yeah, they're all her.
It sounds like
she
her.
Voice
you
didn't
say any of the ones where I'm saying insightful things. Why do you never?
Jay,
say
you never say insightful things.
I completely agree with you, Dees.
That's thank you. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I wish you would say more insightful things sometimes.
You know, I completely agree with you, Dees.
Thank you. Okay. We will.
Watch your back, Dees. Watch your butt. I got surprises for
you. Oh, don't bend over.
All right. Well, let's talk to our guest for a minute. So what's, tell us. Let's talk about the bear.
Tell you or show you?
Both.
No. Victoria will show you. I'll tell you about it.
So on this is the original Bear Buns run. It's coming up on July 30th. That's a Sunday. Why don't you tell us about it, guys?
All right. So here's the lowdown. The Bear Buns Fun Run started in Kinnickser Ranch in 1984. It is the second oldest race in this region behind Bloomsday. Now, these bunch of naked people said, hey, how do we promote this ranch? Well, let's do a bun run. So that's how we became the original Bear Buns Fun Run.
Nice.
Yeah, and now it's replicated all over the world.
Wait, you guys are the very first naked run?
We are the original.
The very first. That's
what?
Awesome.
Damn.
I had no
what?
Idea
you
that
should
originated.
Be so proud.
You can't make this shit up.
That's so awesome.
So, and tell us, this is at the Kinnickser Ranch and Family Nudist Park, which is north of Spokane a little ways. Tell us a little about the history of the nudist park and how it works.
It was bought as a logging camp. And these people bought it, logging camp, and then he turned it into a nature's location. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it just made improvements. It's treated as a co-op, so you can have memberships and you own land and everything on there. But since 1939, this has been in our region here.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty. So I mean, how is it open year round?
No, it's seasonal, and of course, I think opening season is usually Memorial Day.
Okay.
And it lasts till September until the weather starts to really turn.
So how is it open every day?
Every day.
And like, do you pay to go in, or how does it work? Tell me about it. Like, I don't. Like, is it just you? Just it's just a field of naked people, or like, I need to know what's like when I drive up. What am I going
to
expect?
When you drive up, you can expect to go ahead and register that you're here. It's basically like a resort. It is a resort.
Uh huh. Yeah. Are the people working there naked?
Yes.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
They're working in these conditions.
They're just like, is it like part of the like uniform? Like if you show up with a sweatshirt on,
take
like,
that off.
Like you get reprimanded, you get a pink slip.
Yeah, that's not in the dress code.
Yeah.
No, I mean we try to promote a very optional atmosphere. You know, you don't have to be naked, but you don't have to mind others being around you naked.
So okay. What's where do they put their name tags?
They don't. They don't. I mean, there's people that will wear like beads with their names on them, and you know, there's hardcore people that would do it, get the Sharpie out and put their names on their shoulder or something.
Damn, so, so this person is hardcore.
Do you pay to stay there? Then
it's yeah, like I said, it's a resort, so the grounds fee are $20 a day. Very reasonable. Like you know, you got a nice pool.
Yeah.
You got a sauna. You got a hot tub.
Do you bring like campers or tents or?
Yeah, the preferred way to stay there are RV camping.
Okay.
There are tent sites and there's also rooms that you can rent.
Wow. Oh, cool.
That's really nice. Yeah.
What are the rooms cost?
The rooms are about. I mean, the rooms are $35 a night. Very reasonable.
Serious? That's so affordable.
I mean, but it's rustic. You know, it's not like you're staying at a 5-star hotel. You're staying at a, you know, at a rustic environment. You know, you got
even
a bed.
For camping, that's a good deal.
No, it's great. I mean, it's a great value. This place is so underutilized. I keep telling the board, we should raise our rates.
I'm
looking. No, because I want to camp there, so no. Yeah. And they have showers, bathrooms, food. It's
see
a lot of fun.
I'm looking at this flyer, and it says volleyball. I feel like volleyball is a hard sport, is an interesting naked sport.
Well, there's a lot of jumping up and down.
Yep.
You know, I must say, I do watch that. I like to watch the
volley jumping, the volleyball.
Yeah.
So what happens, like, so do you guys, are there like ever any creeps there?
Yes.
Oh, there's creeps. Yes. Like
I'm one of them. I wear my sunglasses the entire time, even at night.
Just the people
and I tell the guys, I'm like, I'm wearing my sunglasses because I'm checking you out. They love it.
Well, yeah, guys. I feel like guys don't feel bad about girls checking them out, right? But I feel like it might be weirder for girls.
But don't you think let's say you spent a whole week there. I'm sure at the beginning it would be a little awkward, but you probably get desensitized to it, right?
No, you do. No. And they all look alike. We're all different. It's no big deal. You feel really comfortable.
I think the only awkward part is like if you are attracted to someone, it's very
well,
apparent,
I kind of
right?
wondered about that with the guys. Yeah. Like, but...
Did you see a lot of boners?
No. That's the thing. I didn't see a single one last year for the race. And trust me, I was checking it all out. I wondered. Okay.
But
I did wonder.
You know, I feel like when you're in that scenario, you're so self-conscious.
And then, like, it'd
it's
be hard.
So,
the
fear
boner. Fear boner.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Or what if you're aroused by running? And then it's like, I swear, this has nothing to do with you.
Then I think you have deep-seated issues.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. I'm just really into the endurance training.
Yeah. took too much protein this morning. need to unload a little too, obviously. all right. So there's no boners, some creeps. Victoria's one of them.
Yeah, watch for me. I'll be there.
How much does the run cost?
The race itself is $20 to register.
Okay.
Right. Now, since we're past July 5th, now it's $30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can still
it's
get
worth
in.
It.
Still get
it's
in.
Worth it.
It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's cheap.
It is. You have no idea how much fun it is.
Cheap thrill.
How many people?
You get a t-shirt that says you ran the race naked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a t-shirt too. Awesome.
Bragging rights.
Bragging. Cool. Total bragging rights.
What does the shirt look like? Does it just have like ass cheeks on it? Or
Every year is different. Okay. We have somebody design.
Yeah. I encourage your listeners to go to the Kinnixu Ranch. Go to the website, www.kinnixu.com. Or KinnixuRanch.com. Also, you can just Google your Bear Buns Fun Run, and it'll take you to a website where it has all the T-shirts for all the years. And we have had some talented T-shirt designers there.
We have. It's a lot of fun.
It was just colors. Like anatomical genitals.
No, we don't have that.
Okay.
On our T-shirts?
I think they're trying to be like a little more mature about it.
I said anatomical genitals. They're going to be very, like, you know, sex education, kind of like it'll be labeled like clitoris.
No, there's no
urethra.
Guys jump on there.
Maybe like a 2017 in bold letters.
Yeah. Lame.
I was for off the studio shirt first, so let's see.
Sweet.
Yeah, but just like I said, and we actually plan this all year long. Part of the planning is the T-shirt
design.
So these
are the shirts, 1984.
See, look how PG-13 those are. Well,
there's some butts.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, there's always butts. There's always breasts. There's always butts. There's always breasts.
So
and bears. And don't forget the bears.
Like gay dudes bears or bears?
No,
bears.
Like no, not the gay bears.
Like the animals that'll eat
the
your
actual
ass.
Animal. Yeah.
Huh?
How do you know about gay bears?
I want to come visit this. I need to go visit this ranch this summer. I'm not going to be able to do it for the run, but I want to come up and check it out.
Well, you know, like I said, the race was developed to introduce people to the ranch. But the race itself is not indication of that lifestyle. It's just, you know, you have all these people converging on this one resort for this one day. But my recommendation is come during the week, come another weekend, and really enjoy the facility.
So how many people are there on any given day on average?
It's so underutilized, probably less than 50 people a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And now it's family friendly, so people bring their kids?
Absolutely.
Are the kids naked?
Absolutely.
Well, it's really cool because, like, the kids haven't been taught to be ashamed of their
The bodies. Kids are the first ones
they're
to get naked.
Yeah, right. They are running all over, just, you know.
So
they don't
I have to
care.
Ask a legitimate question. How do you get around there not being some sort of legal precedent with, like, adults and kids running around naked together?
I mean, that's if you're in that environment, it's because you choose to be there.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's a big sign that says, nudist resort.
All right. How many kids and how many adults on an average day? Is it more adults than kids?
I would
definitely
say
more adults.
Okay.
Well, I assume, at the drive there, so.
I do want to go check it out. I've been.
I don't know if you can handle it.
I really like the concept, just of body acceptance, because there are probably all different types of body types. And I think that's really important, because in America we seem so kind of ashamed of our sexuality and our bodies.
That's how we're taught.
So, I like that positive body vibe.
You have to be comfortable in your skin.
You do.
That's it.
Well, and the first time I visited, Louis took me up there because I was going to be part of planning this. Uh-huh. And so he's like, you need to see it. And then I was like, I don't know. And so I started out fully clothed.
Okay.
And then everybody's like, they just didn't care. They're just like, whatever. And as the day progressed, my clothes started coming off.
Yeah.
And I felt so comfortable. Nobody makes you feel weird about your body. And, you look around and you're like, we all have scars.
Yeah.
We all have things we're not proud of and we wish we could work on. But we all are like that, and it's amazing.
That's the thing. We are all like that. We're all not perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I love it. I love how easy it is to be
I feel
up
like
there.
If our country had to do, like, a month of nudity, that would be really good for just America as a whole.
Well, and you don't look at acceptance. How they're dressed. You don't look at what job they have. It's like you have no idea what they're doing, who they are, and here you are. You're just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. You meet really great people, mm-hmm. and... It's pretty neat to see that.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that. I met a lot of great people on my first run. So
here's an interesting story. We hired a DJ. The DJ came, played. Now the DJ comes every year and stays all weekend.
Is the DJ naked? The
DJ's naked. Yep.
Wow, spinning naked. The it sounds like a great time. So can you hook me up on a Can you hook me up on a discount on this
You're
rate?
You're so cheap. It's only $30.
$32, Jay.
With tax?
You might have to ask for a Cuban discount.
All right. I'll see what I can do. I definitely want to check it out. It sounds like a good thing. We should all go.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think you should all go. I'm telling you, it's really a unique experience. You won't forget it.
Well, what I would love to see is all of you guys go and then let us have a show and we could all talk about it. I just think it would be so cool.
We could do a naked podcast.
Cool.
We could all sit around naked and talk to people there.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That could be fun.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right. Okay.
Sweet.
Cool. All right. Sounds like a good time.
I think our listeners would really enjoy that.
Okay.
They definitely love the Instagram.
That's a good question. How do you stop people from taking photography and stuff up there? Or do they?
I mean, people take photography, You know, it's like we definitely say no way. You know, there's phones and there was a camera thrown in a pool inside of the pool at one time. You know, somebody was doing that.
Yeah.
And they were told to put it down. They did it again in the pool.
Yeah.
And they were thrown out, blackballed.
Excommunicated
from the church. All kinds of bad things.
Yeah. But, you know, you can't stop people.
Yeah.
If they want to.
But there's nowhere to hide it
either. A lot of respect. There's a lot of respect up there for everybody. Well, so it's really rare to get somebody.
Probably one of those things where like 99% of people are cool and normal.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Nice. Exactly.
Well, yeah. Plus, if you have like a cell phone, you can't slide it in your pocket.
It? Yeah.
Someone sees it. You're like, you know, you just.
I'm just texting.
Yeah. Right. Can you turn a little to the left?
Right. You've got a weird shadow coming off that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, it's closed through the winter, so summer, fall, and then that's it.
Is there? Do you guys have a beach?
There is no sandy beach now.
Okay,
but there's a pool.
What is the sparkling pool? I'm seeing the word sparkling.
It is sparkling.
Yeah, the pool is awesome.
It's very clean, very
because
nice.
Of like the light shining off of people's bare asses.
Right?
Or what?
Right? And before we get it all tanned up.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
like half the
about.
Reason I want to go.
I just
want to
tan
my
cheeks.
Yeah, you can tan every part of your body.
Nice.
That sounds great.
I mean, there's hiking trails. You can hike, you know.
Oh, there's other stuff.
There's
yeah.
other things to do. I mean, you can go hiking for miles.
Actually, gorgeous. It's very beautiful up there. Yeah, I have.
Is there huckleberries?
Probably. Secret, I do not know
secret
that.
Spot.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Nice, nice.
Naked berry picking.
The, yeah,
pick your berries.
What, so
in
what,
her case, it'd be like, that's not a stick.
Yeah, yeah don't go into the bushes.
Is that a frozen banana?
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, anything else going on, guys? Any other, Victoria, you got anything you're cooking up with?
You know, I've been asked to cook some stuff up, but I've been pretty busy.
Okay.
So I've had to refuse a lot of projects. So I would like to get back into all of that. But for now, I'm just, you know, after my mom passed, I have a lot of stuff going on.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's okay. You take your time and get back to it when you're ready. And until then, just run around naked.
Exactly. Well, and trust me, my neighbors... They do see that because I'm redoing my entire house, totally gutted it, and so there's nothing to cover the windows.
Oh, very.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're doing that naked?
Conveniently.
I do. I run around naked at home.
So are you guys nudists? Like, I mean, obviously not 24/7, but do you consider yourself a nudist?
I am a car carrying nudist. You know, I belong to
you.
What are you carrying? Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a car. Where do you get those? Wow. I'm comfortable with my body.
Anner, it's called Anner, the American Association for Nude Recreation.
All right.
Yeah. And the second weekend of July is always National Nude Weekend, so we just passed that. But that's usually when they have the big membership push is to promote nudism. But you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Yeah, I wish I would have known. I'm going to sell that to girls next time. You know, I mean, normally I wouldn't say this, but we're supposed to get nude right now. This is just the time of the month when we get naked.
Second week of July. Yeah. Oh, it's also my birthday week. That's tight.
Seriously?
Bring the birthday suit.
Oh, boy. Why didn't you show up naked?
I thought about it, but
birthday
I was like,
suit?
I rode my bike here, so you know, I thought that might be weird to ride here naked. But
they've got biking trails on this too.
Yeah.
Oh boy, though, that sounds a little
uncomfortable.
Well,
Portland has that naked race, right?
Yeah,
with the bike.
Full moon.
Oh,
thing.
I was in Seattle once, and there was just like a bunch of girls riding around with their tops off, and I think they were supporting something.
You're like, I'm totally supportive of them supporting something with their tops off.
Right,
absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to read any of the signs that they had.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even care. Move your sign. It's in the way.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to get the news in a minute. But first, since we haven't seen you guys in a little bit, we are going to do a little something we call the rundown, where we've got a couple questions. This is a little list of questions we created that helps gauge your personalities, who you are, and what the world should think of you.
I have the best personality in the whole wide world.
All right. First question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world you wanted to go, but you had to go with a person you hate most in this world, where would you go and who would that person be?
Are you asking me?
Yes. Whoever wants to answer first.
Okay, I'll go to Italy because it's so beautiful. Okay. And no matter how ugly a person is, I can find beauty in anything.
So Aww. Who would you go with?
Probably my dad.
Oh, ouch.
Shots fired. Wow.
Throwing some shade.
Louis?
God, I really don't hate anybody. Who can I hate? I don't hate anybody.
All right. The person you like the least, who you think of. Who comes to mind that bothers you?
Who comes to least? Well, there is a former. I mean, she's good, but if I was going to go anywhere, it would be the Cayman Islands. There's a place called Hell, and I would just leave her there.
All right. Well, fair enough. Okay.
I'll leave her in the Cayman Islands. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
I feel like that's where a lot of tourists die mysteriously.
They don't quite make it back, do they?
Weird. Okay. I need a guilty pleasure song. What is your guilty pleasure song?
Oh,
and you know what I mean? Not like a song when you roll up to a stoplight.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody better see. Right. No,
you roll up the windows.
Oh my god! Oh, I actually play stuff like that at work.
Okay,
and I force Chad to listen all day to my boy band music.
Is Chad naked while he's listening to this?
He probably wishes he were, because it would probably make him feel better about having to listen to all that crap.
I don't know.
I'm like, don't even try, Chad. You know you like the boy band.
So, like, what's your go-to?
Oh, my God. I can't. You know what? There's so many. How can you choose?
I know the best one.
I don't want my boy bands to get jealous.
No, I hate that. It's Backstreet Boys. They're the best.
Backstreet's back.
Yeah.
I would say
they're
the best.
Yeah.
Louis, you got a guilty pleasure song?
Oh, I mean, I like listening to electronic dance music, so,
oh,
you know, yeah. Faster yeah. Kill the Pussycat by Paul Orndorff.
Say that again.
Faster Kill the Pussycat. Faster Kill the Pussycat, just like that.
Faster Kill the Pussycat by who?
Paul Orndorff.
I've got Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah, that's him.
Let's see if we can.
Dude, that's a great answer, man.
Yeah, at least he had one.
Because it's true. Because it's like when I'm feeling down, it's like, okay, it's a little EDM here. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right here.
Oh, this video.
Wow.
This is
it. Yeah. This is where all the magic happens right here. Right here.
Ooh, I like this.
Let me get a catch.
The intro.
I mean, the video, Jay.
I mean, when I walk in my office, I want this to come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is sexy.
I might have to download this.
I can see this is it. When is this? Looks like the early 90s, something like that.
I'm showing my age.
No, but I'm just like, it just seems like it seems like that early 90s, like European.
Yeah.
This is what Jay imagines in her head every time before she drunkenly calls over to 9.
Oh! It's going to happen one of these days.
All right, we're going to let that play a little in the background. Okay. I need an odd turn-on.
Ooh.
Oh.
Frozen produce.
I know. I'm like, I can't get that banana out of my head. Okay, so is it
or other better than that? Better out of your head than out of your ass.
At least it's not a strawberry. Well, okay. Can I talk about one I've never done that I've always wanted to do?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
I've always wanted to do it outside.
You've never done it outside.
I have yet to find a man who will do it outside.
What? You go to a nudist run every year and you can't find somebody that's outside.
I fucked a girl in the park downtown. Like,
seriously,
like,
I would do it in a car in the outside, but yeah, I can't.
Never outside?
Find
this year. Serious? Do it this year.
You work at a nudist ranch.
I know. I'm like,
you should go hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So anyway, okay. That's my.
All right, that's the odd turn. Okay, Luke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, are you guys together?
Not today.
No, not right now.
I mean, just
no.
I
mean,
no. He has a.
I'm just saying, he seems adventurous.
He has a partner.
The odd turn on. You know, it's always when you see that skin that's unexpected.
Unexpected skin?
Unexpected skin.
Unexpected
skin. This?
No. Like, no. Oh,
wow. Like a third nipple? Unexpected?
Yeah.
What kind of skin?
Well, okay, so there's...
Like foreskin? Like you thought they were...
Like, whoa, I didn't see that
coming.
Wait,
what?
God, I thought you were Catholic. What the fuck?
All right, a man who likes surprises, I can respect that.
Yeah. Yes, she can.
Surprise skin, okay. Funny. So, surprise skin, okay.
Surprise skin, that's good. So, the under boob.
Sure, yeah.
The under boob. You see,
seriously?
Like...
Seriously? More than side boob? I think side boobs. Okay,
but side boobs, yeah, that's fine. But under boob, you don't expect that.
I'm more into under boob.
Really?
Yeah, than side boob. Side boob doesn't do it for me. Under boob is like, it's...
Wow.
Yeah,
under boob is like, you know, like, get a better bra. Like, your bra
Obviously, they don't know how to wear stuff properly.
Like, I don't just
All right,
don't
well, I don't like
choices.
To date smart girls. I'm okay with that.
There's a Jesus weird term.
Yeah.
IQ of
How
70,
dumb are you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Easily tricked.
You
awesome.
Have to get a date assistant. Yeah. I'm in.
So.
All right. And you think I'm a sex offender, Jesus?
I know, right?
All right. We already talked fruit. This one's more important than fruit.
Oh.
Go-to pizza toppings.
Oh, you know, my guilty pleasure favorite is chicken pesto pizza.
Mm. That's a good pizza.
Yeah. Oh, good pizza. My God. Right. I don't like to share
it. I respect that pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect that pizza. It's a good choice.
Yeah, margherita pizza.
Oh.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too. Okay.
No, thank you.
So the rule is, if anyone ever gets the pizza that I would order, I have to order the pizza. So... That no one's got it yet, but Traz has been keeping note about what I like and what I don't like.
Yeah,
so one day,
the chicken pesto thing's got me thinking. That's one thing that he kind of is like. Okay.
That's a good pizza. I like. I respect that
I'm
pizza.
Totally
Jeez,
into
I bet
it.
It's like a vegan pizza.
Oh,
like
absolutely
some
not.
Nasty,
no,
stupid
no.
Shit.
Yeah,
for sure not.
He's an all cheese
vegan pizza with tofu cheese, please.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite pizza is actually chili verde. Just no pizza.
Who even makes that? Yeah. I'm like, is that even a thing?
So, no.
Okay.
The one day someone will get it and we'll get our pizza. All right, guys.
Waiting for that day.
I know. I'll be right over.
Right? And I assume we're getting it from the Flying Goat because it's closed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's the theme song for your life? If you had to pick a theme song for your life.
I Won't Back Down.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
I'm still going to go with Faster Kill the Pussycat.
Because it has pussy in it, right?
All
right,
perfect. I like your style, man. I like your style.
Very
okay.
Nice.
Last segment. You get to ask us a question. We have to answer it honestly. Each of you can ask a question. It's the same question we
what
all
What if I don't want to?
Yeah, you got to.
Why?
You must.
Part of the game.
Is this a question?
You guys, I didn't prepare.
Any question. Just think. It can be good. It can be dumb.
All right. I have a question. What has been your most bizarre show you've had?
The most bizarre show.
I know. It was the one where we got really drunk with those two girls and they were talking about uteruses the whole time.
Oh, Restore the Uterus?
Yep.
Was that with Melissa and Emily? Yeah, that was pretty bizarre. Yeah,
Restore
Melissa,
the Uterus. Is that a movement?
Yeah, we started it.
Is
Restore
that when you
uterus.
Become a virgin again?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
I think mine was also with Emily. I got way too drunk. Like, I was drunk before I got
I would
here.
Have to
and
be.
Then we had just finished that question.
We're good. It's okay.
We just finished the question. What would be your guilty pleasure song and then pizza toppings? Her guilty pleasure song was Enya, and then she was talking about pizza toppings, and I started trying to, like, sing them as Enya would, like, mozzarella.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And then there was, like, 30 minutes, or I don't know how long, of me
probably
just, like eating
it.
Crackers, like, into the microphone.
Yeah, Jay was a little intoxicated.
It was not
He's
good.
He's like, I did not even get anything for the show.
I listened,
nothing usable.
You know,
I listened to it the next day in the bathtub and just like... hung my head.
I don't know if it was bizarre, but I think it was. It was. So we've had a couple tense moments. One of the tensest moments on the show is we did a freestyle battle on the show, and it got one of the guys, one of the rappers, got really kind of butthurt after the first rapper went, and it got really tense in here for a minute. And I kind of had to break up. I almost had to break up a fight, but I just, yeah, that was probably, that was, I don't know if I'd call it bizarre, but it was certainly awkward.
All right. So I'm going to be kind of lame, but if you could have one guest, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Victoria Day, and I'd ask her to ask me any question she wanted to.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, Deez. You know a way to a girl's heart.
Any guest, like, in the world?
In the world.
Somebody that we definitely could get here?
Yeah. Well, no, because they would come here.
Okay, so I have a wicked crush. You can pull him up. His name is Luke Evans. He played Bard the Fisherman. He was Gaston in the new Beauty and the Beast movies. Mm-hmm. And he is proudly gay. But I would ask him, I'd be like, will you try heterosexual sex for me? So
why don't you send him something and say, hey. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? He can say no. Send him a little message.
I don't know how to reach him. He's
on Twitter.
Yeah, get on Twitter.
Well, you have heterosexual.
Seriously, say I want to bring you on for an interview.
Listen, DM a picture of yourself naked to him with that message.
Yes, the Bear Buns Fun Run. We'll take some pics. Okay. Send it to him. Say, what do you think? I'd like to have you on the show.
Well, my lack of penis will probably be an issue.
Talk about the banana.
Yeah.
Or I can stand behind you and just like put my penis through your leg.
Yes! He would be on the phone. Yes.
That's a new level of friendship.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You're a true pal.
There you go.
But if he actually shows up, I'll start to draw on the line. We're not doing that anymore.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's not a real friend then.
Take
it's
one
all
for the
about
team.
Follow through.
Sorry, yeah.
That's right.
Take one for the team.
I think legitimately I'd want Lorenzo Lamas on the show. And I just want to ask him, like, what happened to you?
Yeah, where did that turn? Yeah. Which, you know, you came to the fore.
Right.
What made you
the
go?
The renegade was over.
Yeah.
And then what did you do after that? So.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I actually tried to reach his agent about getting him on a show I used to do. And I wanted to get him in, like, a sketch. And, because I'm like, how much is it to get Lorenzo Lamas?
Like, $150.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if it's, like, $2,000 a Southwest flight and a night at the Davenport, I'll fucking pay it. If it's, like, $5,000, you know, and, like, you know, first class on Delta and a night at the Grand, then I'm like, no. But if I can do it for, like, if I can get him here... In a sketch for around $2,500, I'm like, I'll fucking do it. Like, I would be so amazing.
You know, you would get sponsors. People would do, like, they would raise some money to help you.
All I wanted to do was have him, like, come out and be, like, really confused and then leave. And I wanted people to be, like, just see it and be like, was that Lorenzo Lamas? Like, we don't address it. Like, we never address it in the sketch that it was
that's
him.
Hilarious.
And just have people be like, what the fuck?
What just happened? Yeah. What did I just listen to?
I just thought that would have been the funniest fucking thing ever. And I think, like, that would be something to actually catch on and actually, like...
Like, just do it. Make it a thing. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I think would be hilarious, but... All right.
Okay, I like that.
He rejuvenate his career. He would just do, like, random guest spots where people don't address that it's
right.
Like, all over.
Yeah. He's traveling, getting paid.
It would just be, like a reoccurring segment called... Lorenzo Lamas ... ? like what? Nobody's really sure what he looks like anymore. Like, does he still have the long hair? Does he always ride a motorcycle? I don't know. He's actually a helicopter pilot in LA now, like out of LAX. That's what he does. I don't know why I know that, but that's what he does now. all right, guys.
Well, I didn't answer. I would answer Ron Paul. Man, I'll just ask him, what the fuck are we going to do, bro?
Nice.
All right. Good answer. All right. Jay, are you ready for some news?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the news.
Time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist bump. Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone.
We have to record a new song that doesn't include hate speech.
This is the end to her new song.
How long are you hate old people?
I don't, though.
Honestly, it's worse for Deese and I every time that there's guests in here and they have to listen to that. It's just, like, cringeworthy. We're, like, so embarrassed and offended.
Oh, yeah. Like when I'm not here and you have someone
no, even when
sub
you,
for me?
Especially when you are here. Okay. But when you're not here, too, it's just like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, he likes it.
He's not that old, though, so he's like, oh, shit, I'm good.
I mean, if I hear, like, 1,000 times, maybe.
That's true. No, it gets really... And then each week I have to explain to people, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm not actually an ageist.
You don't have to apologize for your feelings, Jake.
Yeah, you should just own
Hitler never apologized for killing Jews.
Well, maybe he should have. Maybe Hitler should have apologized.
Know, maybe you not. Maybe, who's to say?
Maybe history would have a more favorable outlook on Hitler if he had just
to
been...
say? Maybe not. We don't know that. It could have gone... worse for him if he did.
That's true.
So we don't know.
Well, I think we should start this with the love life update, which
on Jay. Jay's
that could even be a recurring segment because
this is literally more interesting than Donald Trump. So please.
Okay. So as the listeners know, I was recently left by a gal that I really liked. Uh-huh. We went on one date, so it doesn't really clarify like the end of a relationship, but it was an awesome date. And it was an awesome 8-hour date, and she loved it.
So much she didn't want to do it again.
She loved it.
I just want to remember you just like this forever.
It'll never
get better.
We had
the most... most precious time I could ever imagine, Jane. I just want to... And then she brushed your hair lightly. She was my gentle snowflake. Always be you. Don't ever change. And then she turned her head. One little tear. She walked away.
We had magical first kisses until I broke my glass, cut myself in blood.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, but so she's no longer in the picture, which is really sad because I really liked her. So I've been trying to fill the void that is my puss crave.
Dude, what are you even filling it with?
Anyway, so last night I got... Deese, stop it. Stop it. I cannot tell the story to this song. Turn it off or I will not continue. Deese, no. No. Turn it off. Turn it the fuck off. Okay, thank you. So last...
Why is it faster Pussycat playing?
That would have been better. Okay, this is actually more predatory, so this works. So last night,
predatory.
I'm on the prowl, looking for someone
Jay's
to fill...
on the prowl.
Fill the gaps of my sadness.
She needs to fill the gaps of sadness.
And so I say to myself, where's a place to find lesbians?
Where's the lesbians?
9. That's right.
9.
I've been kicked out of there countless times, but they don't keep my photo on the wall anymore.
No one keeps photos of Jay.
So, I'm drunk, and I'm ready.
Jay's drunk.
And ready.
Surprise.
So I head down to 9, and lo and behold, it's closed. No! What am I to do? Where am I supposed to find lesbians if not 9? So at this point, I'm so drunk and just lonely that I, in my idea to find a lesbian, I just cut my hands around my mouth and start screaming into the night, lesbians! Lesbians! Like as if they would like assemble, like just. I just shouted into the abyss, lesbians. No one came, and had they, I'm sure they would have been a fucking crazy person. But I think that like really sums up like where I'm at right now in my love light is that I'm just like shouting into the abyss.
Shouting lesbians.
Lesbians.
How's that working out for you?
Not well.
Not well. Okay.
So that's the love life update. If you ever hear, if you're walking down the street and you hear lesbians,
run away.
No, because I actually have a really
even
great
if you're like a feminine looking boy, you should run away because Jay.
You know what? I have a really great personality, and I'm not as crazy as I sound. And I promise to like let you know if I have frozen produce in the freezer.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's right. The love life update.
There you go. That's the love life update
okay,
for Jay.
So. All right. So.
This
not so, too far
so,
off.
So Jay was like, "Hey, lesbians."
So in related news, New Zealand is working on a gonorrhea vaccine, which is pretty cool. Because apparently strains of gonorrhea have been starting to become resistant to antibiotics.
It's like super gonorrhea.
Yeah, super gonorrhea.
Don't ask me,
so
I know that.
Now they're working on vaccines, and perhaps we can eradicate gonorrhea from the playing field, and then there will just be a whole bunch of other STD stuff.
I don't think it'll ever be gone completely. It'll just be...
It could be like the smallpox of STDs. Like, like a few people have it, but they're like
it's
special.
Already like the common cold of STDs. You just fucking take some antibiotics.
HPV is more the common cold, bitch.
What's chlamydia then?
Okay, fine. The common cold of this. Like the most attractive sounding of them. I've always thought that was a lovely
chlamydia?
Word.
Chlamydia?
Yeah, I think it's like a lovely word.
It sounds like a black kid's name.
Yeah.
Like some guy who plays like a small forward and plays.
And then
for
like
the
gonorrhea is her ugly sister. Like how chlamydia is like a lovely word.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea is like just like a really gross word.
Yeah, because it sounds gonorrhea. So much like Gamora.
Yeah,
which that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's probably where it came from.
Maybe.
But anyways, yeah,
like
I think
the disease or the name, maybe both.
I heard that was a wild place. So.
I think that's pretty exciting stuff. I'm sure some people, when they came up with Gardasil, the HPV vaccine that prevents cervical
like,
cancer,
you know the name of it.
I would have
never known the name of it. Like I knew there was a vaccine.
No.
I mean, there's a generic one. You know, it's called.
Hold
it's
the fuck
called,
up.
It was
called,
an idea in
it's
my
called
head.
Gardasil
not an actual thing, Jay.
Is a preventative, and these you're part of the problem. Gardasil is a preventative vaccine.
I know.
That
I know
all
there's a
women
vaccine.
And men should get.
I know they should. I know there's a vaccine, but like I would have just asked for the vaccine. I wouldn't have asked for it by name. Like, do you have the Gardasil? You need about a 10 milligram bump of it. You know? Like, I don't know the exacts of it. I just knew there was a vaccine.
Everybody should get vaccinated.
Yes, they should. I agree with that. That's not the part that's funny to me.
I think I'm educated, sir. I will not be ashamed of my knowledge of STD vaccines.
Yeah, it's just what you choose to be educated in.
Very intimate knowledge for odd reasons.
Okay, I'm the person who's shouting lesbians into the night sky.
Yeah.
As a person who's shouting lesbians in the night sky, I'm gonna fucking know Gardasil by name, okay?
Yeah.
So
you know what? I feel like the first person who is like how are you a doctor who has to break it to someone that they don't have gonorrhea, they have super gonorrhea?
Like,
you're like, oh, guess what? Remember gonorrhea? Oh, it's just gonorrhea, doc? Well, not so fast there. It is gonorrhea, but it might be what we're calling super gonorrhea.
So that's my job as a doctor. I'm not trying to judge you, but where the fuck did you get super gonorrhea?
Yeah, I have never even seen this shit.
That's literally only exists in four places.
Right? Did
on
you
Earth.
Did you find a new continent? Were you? Oh.
So yeah. In other news, they did a survey over or a study over 10 European countries, surveying 520,000 people. And they found that drinking lots of coffee makes you live longer. Which,
no, I'm gonna
why
live
the
like a million.
Fuck are we spending research money studying that shit? Like, I feel like if we put more effort into, like, curing cancer or super gonorrhea, maybe we would already have the
they
vaccine.
They did. Just drink more coffee, then you'll live longer.
Wait, is that the key to not getting STDs?
Just drink coffee.
You wake up without that fog, and then so you make smarter decisions in the day, and you don't get gonorrhea.
Yeah, Jay.
Okay, but who's drinking coffee at night?
I don't know.
You know, I'm not worried about getting gonorrhea at 10 a.m.
Then you're not living your life, Jay. Maybe you need to learn how to have
a little fun. It's called morning wood. Yeah.
I don't have that issue.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess you're lesbian now, so no more morning wood for you.
Oh, I mean, like, I don't have a penis. Like, if I would love one, that would be great. But I just don't have the option to have morning wood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think you can get gonorrhea any time of the day. I don't think it discriminates by time. It doesn't sleep till noon.
It's a Pokemon that only comes out at night.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like I have more respect for you if you get gonorrhea at midnight than if you get it at like 7 a.m.
I assume
like
if you
in
got
my
it at
respect
7 a.m.
to STD ratio.
I think if you got it at 7 a.m., you were trying to get it at midnight. It just took you longer.
That's a really good point.
You're like the slow kid on the block.
Right, right.
Everyone is gone from the bar. They're like, "Eh, you'll do."
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Okay. You'll do. I was screaming lesbian at the top of my lung for the last 3 hours and no one came.
Tell you, my princess.
Well, I'm going to live to a million. Coffee forever sounds great. I love that. So
yeah, but if you drink lots of coffee, you'll live longer and you might not get STDs. So that's another cool benefit. Also in health news, something to be wary of, you guys. Anyone looking to enjoy walrus meat should be sure that
it's been looking for that.
Thoroughly cooked.
Sure.
Because
yeah,
there have been a lot of cases of walrus meat having this parasite in it that's been causing a lot of issues.
Oh,
so,
get free range, whole organic walrus meat. So,
do
I'm
you?
Fine. Yeah, I buy all my walrus meat from Sky Mall.
Okay.
So
I'm usually pretty risky with my walrus meat. So.
Yeah, I am sure.
Like Mexican food trucks. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm rolling the dice on that walrus meat.
Cook that rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to all of our Inuit listeners, we've got a big constituent of Eskimos out there. Make sure you cook your walrus meat thoroughly. So.
Yeah. But, you know, also just be careful because this worm, Trichinosis, is also found in wild game such as bear and mountain lion. So guess what?
Oh.
You're not just safe cooking your walrus meat. Now you have to think about how you cook your bear and mountain
lion.
You
know what?
And
if you're
dang old critters like raccoons, opossums, sheep.
If you're eating a lot of walrus, bear, and mountain lion, you need to move somewhere that has a Safeway. Like closer to a Safeway.
I feel like if you're the kind of person who's eating walrus, bear, and mountain lion, you're not going to be taken down by a worm. You're a bona fide badass.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like,
dude,
this person could eat that shit raw with their bare teeth, and they're going to be fucking fine.
That's right. All right. There you go. All of our Eskimo friends, make sure you cook your walrus meat. All right.
That's everything.
Well, that's
today.
Okay, good. We're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, you know what would have been newsworthy if you told us where the fuck we could find some walrus meat?
All right, guys.
I can get some for you.
We've
come to the end of the show. This is the part of the show where we say nice things about each other at the end of the show. Because a lot of things can be said in jest in this show, and some vitriol and some jokes are made. We want everyone to know that it's all just, all lighthearted. We're just having fun. So this we've been doing it since the start of 2017. We end every show by going around the table and saying nice things about everyone. So I will start. Traz, I was thinking about you today.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was.
Did you ever sense for lesbian too?
And as I was making my banana bread. I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about someone said about us and how we are, it's weird that we're friends because we're so different. And I started thinking about it and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, we're actually like the same. We're a lot the same. We're just like the opposite sides of the same coin.
Okay.
You know?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just thinking about how much I've,
got a job, for example.
Yeah. Exactly. I think our spirits at our core are very similar, and there's, you know, they express themselves differently, but I've appreciated the time we've been able to hang out, and I don't know, we have this weird adventurous spirit. I like it. Like, I was thinking about that today because I'm about to embark on an adventure in the next couple days. So, Victoria, I appreciate you coming on again. It's been way too long since you've been on. You're one of my favorite people. I love having you on. You're so much fun. And you're such a, like, a bright spirit. You're always so, like, just like a great smile and so engaging and fun. Like, you always just seem just bright and up. I love that. Louis, thank you for coming on again also. I feel like you're like the
say it.
Like, no. Like, I was trying to remember the name. But you're like quietly like the Dos Equis guy of Spokane.
Oh.
And I don't mean that just because you're Latin. But like, you're like quietly extremely interesting. You know? Like, you can see it. Like, you have like this confidence. You have like this little bit of swagger. Like, It's not like cocky. It's just like this, you know.
The most interesting man in Spokane.
Yeah, I'm just doing my thing.
Thanks for having me here.
Of course. Jay.
Hi.
My dear.
Hi.
What compliment are you going to shoot down today? Man, this is always the hardest.
A true lady never accepts a compliment. She gets shady and bitchy about it.
Yeah, you do. I'm aware. But what do you do about it? Well, first thing, you're going to be mad about this, but you look lovely today.
Oh, thanks.
No, you do. You do.
No. It was hot, so I wore winter boots and socks.
Good job.
That's what's happening down here.
Shut up!
Why are you laughing as you look at my outfit, Trav? God.
It's like 100 degrees out. Like, those are definitely...
Well, that's why I wore a short skirt.
You wore
dress
wool socks
thing.
Up to your knees, which we appreciate that, but never mind.
Alright, whatever.
I appreciate your commitment to the show and what the your brand of comedy that you bring to this show.
Self-deprecating?
Well, that, and also your story and stuff. No, but you're, you know how funny I think you are.
Thanks.
And how much I love your comedy. So.
Thanks, dude.
I always support that. Who wants to go next?
Trez.
I'll go, yeah. Let's see, Victoria. You just, like, seem like one of those amazing people. Like, just has an awesome spirit and personality. And it's like the very first time somebody meets you, they probably just love you. So good job doing that. Keep it up. Thanks for being nice and sweet. Yeah. Louis, kind of like similar to what Deese was saying. Like, I was really excited to meet you guys. Like, this is the podcast I've been the most excited for, hands down.
I waited for this all year.
You have no idea.
Right. No, I mean, I think I'm going to find out because I'm going to go up there and visit you guys. It's been on my to-do list for a while now. But, I was so excited to meet you guys. And it was like in my mind all week, like I was just like imagining what you might be like. And like Lou, yeah, you sort of have like that like most interesting man. Like I was like, you showed kind of seemed like a pimp or something, just like mad style, like in a good way, not a bad pimp.
He doesn't beat me with his pimp game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you seem like you'd give all your hoes all their money and just like,
right?
You know, just
all
be super generous. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I just like that. I think you see that cool style, man.
Thank you.
Let's see, Jay.
Hey, buddy.
Gosh, I freaking love you so much. I think you're awesome.
I love you too.
Yeah. You're just like really like fun, and you have a good attitude, and it's like. I love hearing about all the silly stuff that happens to you, and like your like sad love life, and it's like
it's so sad.
It is, and it's like I don't know. It just like makes me happy that you like have a good attitude about it. And you're like, ah ha ha, my heart got crushed last week. Like,
you have to laugh it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So thank you for being an inspiration, like, for positivity, and like turning the other cheek and always looking towards tomorrow.
Thanks. I appreciate that, man.
Deese. Let's see. I mean, you're just awesome. Thanks for getting these guys on the podcast. Like I said, this is the one I was waiting for the most. And I just think it's like phenomenal that we get to like interview such cool people. And,
absolutely.
Like, this is all you, man. Like, you're like building a little empire around yourself. Like, got Party Trolley going down now. Spokane Comedy Club stuff. Drinking Debate. The show at the Riddler. Like, that was literally my favorite fucking night of the week. Like, I look forward to it. I'm like, yes, it's finally Sunday. I'm going to like have all these hilarious-ass people come visit me at work. We're going to sing some karaoke, get drunk, have good times. Like, it's just the shit, dude. It's cool. Like, that you're able to like take your passions and your interests and like turn it into opportunities for other people.
Try, man. Thank you. Got to get out there, make it happen. Get to get everyone some goddamn work, right?
So do I get to go?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so Louie,
whoa,
you have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Shut up.
I am so lucky to be your friend, and I'm very fortunate, and you have a warm heart and just this awesome personality. So I love you with all my heart.
I'm going to cry.
And I have to say, I go to Nine, and I get hit on by lipstick lesbians all the time.
Oh, okay.
I would love to give them your number and get you hooked up. You deserve to be happy and have a wonderful life.
Thank
you're
you.
Very sweet, very kind, and I can't believe you're single.
Me either.
Really? Right? I know.
Well,
I know.
Why won't anyone love me?
God.
Probably because I say shit like that.
Jeez. You know what? You'll find the person when you're doing something you love, and they love it too.
Maybe at this nude race.
You never know. So, Deese,
yes.
I am so proud of you. You have worked so hard. I remember you from a few years ago, and I love your spirit. I love that you welcome everybody on your show. You always
absolutely
make me feel special when I'm here and anybody else who's here. So, you're a good man. And I see nothing but wonderful things happening for you. Just
so well, thank you.
Keep it up. Keep being you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So does Spokane and the rest of the world, because you're going worldwide, man.
I'm trying.
Going global, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Me and Pitbull.
Right. You're gonna be his backup.
Yeah, he's gonna be my backup.
Right. I know. See, I love that.
Back
I love that.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed meeting you. You have a wonderful, beautiful spirit that just shines, and it shines through every pore in your body. What can I say about you? You're super cute. And I hope that you are very successful in everything you do, because I have a feeling you have the best personality. You can make it happen.
Oh, thank
so
you.
It was wonderful being next to your beautiful energy.
Yeah, I mean, totally. And I want to just coattail on that, Travis. I enjoy your energy, enjoy your spirit. I love it. I love being here. And Jay, I do love your newscast.
Oh, thanks.
Personal and worldly. So,
yep.
You know, learned a lot about frozen bananas tonight.
Yes, we got very
a little more than what we wanted, but
good education. Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, yes. There you go. But you know, and Victoria, it's always nice having the Bear Buns Fun run through your fresh eyes. You know, I do enjoy that, and then just living life, and you know, when our paths cross, it's always good. It's always good. Indeed, thank you. Thanks for, again, putting us on our show.
Of course.
Yeah, this has been an awesome opportunity to meet these fine folks here, and I look forward to it. You know what? I think we should come back sooner than next year.
All right, let's do it again sooner.
Yeah.
We do other things besides run naked in the woods.
Yeah, there's more things to us than naked.
Well, you let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
so.
I also own a bed and breakfast.
That's right.
A haunted one.
Yeah, in Brown's edition.
Yeah,
right?
A cannabis friendly.
Ooh, nice.
Wait, what?
That's got stories in itself.
Why are we talking about this earlier?
Yeah,
haunted nudist bed and breakfast?
Well, I'd be naked and smoke weed with
that would be that would be the next show.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yes. Cliffhanger.
Ghost Hunters episode.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for me.
Okay.
Jay.
All right, Deese, you are the busiest man I know. You are a masochist, like to the point that I almost want to surprise you with a frozen banana because I feel like you'd be into it. Like, hey, dude,
give him some relaxation and relief.
Oh, that's
no,
nice.
It's amazing. Like, you've done so much for the Spokane comedy scene with the drinking debates, with Riddlers, now with the party trolley with comedians. I feel like you're definitely really pushing the envelope in Spokane, and I hope you don't crack and melt and just cry and be like, I'm so missing free time. But I think if anybody can handle it, you can.
Well, thank you.
So,
I love it.
The Howard Hughes of comedy, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Working on it, man.
Networking. Trez, I second what they say. You have such good energy. I feel like summer is like your time to shine. Everything about you, like with your little flip flops and your little V-neck, with your like tasteful chest hair. It's a very lovely look on you, and you know you're a true pal because you would fake me having a penis in your penis, and I think that's right. Like the definition of friendship.
Right.
So yeah, we should all, you guys.
I'm in to go. I
we
go.
Should do this, and that should be the nude podcast, and I think that would be a really good time. Victoria and Louie, I want to get naked with you guys. You're such a cool people.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. No, you guys.
I get that a lot.
I love you too. Weird.
She says that to all the guys.
Yeah, I do.
I know. I heard it. I heard
you're the first ones to receive it well.
Yeah, we're the ones that actually would do it.
Yeah. No, I love how you guys foster positive body imagery. You know, it's just, it's such an important thing to love yourself, to feel comfortable in your own skin, to accept other people for who they are and different types, shapes, colors. I just think that's so important, and I love how you are so confident and happy in yourselves. And, you know, individually, Victoria, love your energy. You are this bright, fun person, and I think you would just be a blast to hang out with. And Louie, yeah, you are interesting as shit. Like with your little Corona. I don't know why I keep doing that.
Little Corona, you little V-neck.
No, the fact that you're like a card-carrying nudist, I just feel like
legit.
That's a card that everyone should have in their wallet.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you guys are awesome. It was really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, again, guys, go to the Riddler, 718 West Riverside Avenue, this Wednesday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. Got Marty Wurst and Amber Scalazzo coming up from all the way from L.A. to bring you some funny. So don't miss that show. One night only. And it's a free show. So check it out. And also, guys, don't forget the new exclusive drink and debate porter only from Black Label Brewing at 19 West Main Avenue in the heart of downtown Spokane, the best brewery in Spokane. And they are brewing a beer just for us. The Drink and Debate Porter. It's an amazing beer. Go check it out. Drink some. Get drunk. Have fun. All right, guys. So for the social hour, I am Deese, and for Jay, Traz, Louie, Victoria, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Lesbians!
All right. Thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Frozen Bananas, all of Jay's exes, Naked Kids, Creepy Guys, Lorenzo Lamas, anyone with super gonorrhea, walruses, and our Eskimo listeners. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
You can shoot vodka in a butthole.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!